A face with skin that was pockmarked and bumpy, like a graveled country lane. A pair of goat's horns grew from the frontal lobes of his bald head. His mouth was like a muzzle, the teeth spiny and yellow, his eyes narrow and red, the whites missing. His hands were like cloven hooves, and his back was hunched. It is a monster, a beast that lives alone in its castle. He loathes people, but yearns to be loved. Who can love a beast? Long ago, in the town of Vikland, on an island off the coast of northern Tasmania, there lived a successful businessman called Darius. He used to sail his ship and collect goods from other islands far out to sea. His wife had fallen overboard during a storm and drowned shortly after the birth of their daughter, Belinda. He grieved for his wife and thought about her every day, and he loved Belinda, who meant everything to him and would soon be turning 18. "Daddy, is that when you could say a person is grown up?"
"Yes, my dear daughter, you certainly could say that. So grown up that they can even get married."
"Sure, but I don't know anyone I want to marry."
"That will probably sort itself out. You'll find someone soon enough whom you can fall in love with," said Darius, giving his daughter a hug.
Darius and Belinda lived in a little house by the harbour. There she often lay, peering out over the quay, watching crabs playing with seahorses and jellyfish. Mussels opened their shells and sparkled with pale pink pearls, and bleaks darted about, grabbing and gobbling up small green algae. The streets of the town were lined with fishmongers, calling out to shoppers the day's catches from the sea. Mackerel, salmon, herring and cod were stacked on ice slabs among bright yellow lemons and an abundance of dill. And freshly baked Kringle pastries hung in bakery windows, together with baskets of tea cakes baked over coals. Queues of shoppers formed around the fruit stalls, displaying golden oranges, watermelons the size of footballs, and bunches of shimmering blue grapes. And the dairy showed off its golden churned butter among cheeses from the farms outside the town. And a florist had roses for sale, red ones, pink ones, and white ones. Everybody loved roses and wanted them in their gardens or in their vases at home. Belinda liked red roses best because they were like life itself and love, as Darius used to say. The sun nearly always shone in Vikland, and the nights were cooled off by rain that watered the gardens and parks where cats and dogs strolled homewards at dusk to be fed and to enjoy having a roof over their heads. Belinda liked walking through the town, greeting everyone she met. Children and adults, young and old, they all waved and greeted her back.
"Hello, Belinda. Have you been out sailing recently?"
Belinda liked being out at sea with Darius and his ship, which sailed as elegantly as a seagull on the wind, as Darius used to say.